Daytime Confidential's Top 5 podcast, where opinions become heated as we discuss our favorite Top 5 list of the week. Welcome, everyone. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we are counting down the top 9 couples in daytime. Now, this isn't our top 9. It is the best couple from each soap ranked in order of our liking. So stay tuned. But before we start, I want to do a quick shout out to RCL Guard, who sent me a great list in our last podcast, or I should say,
a person rocks.
in the main podcast, I forgot to mention this. And basically what happened, we've been trying to say something positive about each soap, and a lot of you fans are really like this. But since I don't watch Passions, I have a hard time coming up with them. So you emailed me a list, and thank you. I will be using these in the future, so I really appreciate that. And no, Lisa will
not
be able to.
Can I use them too?
No.
Dang it.
This is my list.
Well, I'm saying Teresa too, so you can just get over it.
Okay. Well, speaking of Passions, mm-hmm. is it on your number 9 or is it higher up on your list?
Oh, it's number 9.
Okay.
Is it your number 9 too?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my number 9 couple from Passions, just because it's just my least favorite soap, and I'm sorry, Passions fans. I do enjoy it sometimes. I really do. It's just not my cup of OT.
Cup OT?
My number 9.
What is this? Something you hunt in?
OT. I'm talking. Okay. My number 9 is Luis and Fancy. And I know they're breaking them up, and I know they're going to put Luis and Sheridan back together, blah, blah, blah. But Luis and Fancy have such nice chemistry. The little girl that plays Fancy, Emily Harper, is so good. She's a really good actress. They have such nice chemistry together. It's such a break from the Luis and Perfect Sheridan show. And then they, to make Sheridan less perfect, they made her a crazy, raving, psycho, wannabe witch. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. So Luis and Fancy, when they're together, they're sweet, they're real. They're cute, and I really enjoyed them. Not so much anymore since they're not together. But Emily Harper really makes me care about this couple because she's so invested in the guy that she's in love with. So, Luis and Fancy, you're my number 9.
Well, coming in at number 9 for me, and I'm actually going to pull this from RCL Guard. They wrote, Teresa, Teresa, Teresa. You could say it every week, and we'd never get tired of it. I never fast-forward through any of her scenes. And you know what I put for my number 9 couple?
Teresa and Air.
Everyone.
Teresa and Air.
Teresa and anyone. If Teresa's in a couple with someone, it's good.
If she's on the screen with anybody, they're good. That's what's so good about Lindsay Hartley.
What's really sad about it is she's never going to get the credit she deserves in this soap. So sometimes
because of the soap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and especially now that it's going to DirecTV, I mean, you just know that the networks are not going to be looking fondly on giving an Emmy to someone on a cable or satellite company.
I know it.
So the chances of doing anything for her, I mean, career-wise in terms of like winning Emmys and those type of things are slim to nothing when they jump.
Which is too bad.
I know.
She's so talented.
Sometimes I just wish that she would jump to another soap, but if Passions lost her, that show show would be in big trouble.
It would tank. Well, tank more. Anyways.
Well.
Good choice. I like that choice a lot. That's pretty funny.
Why, thank you. I'll pat myself on the back. So, what is your number 8?
My number 8 soap is Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay.
Is that your number 8 soap?
Nope.
Oh, okay, great. Stephanie and Brooke are my number 8.
Stephanie and Brooke, huh?
I maintain that they had an ill-fated love affair years ago. That's why Stephanie hates her. But man, when they're in scenes together, they elevate each other. They're on fire. They really do their best work opposite the other, in my opinion. I love Stephanie and Brooke when they're together. Even when they're, like when Brooke had Bridget and Stephanie helped her deliver the baby, fabulous. Even when they are bonded, so good. When they're fighting, even better. Love the actresses together. Love that couple, Stephanie and Brooke.
I'm cheated. Get over it. Yeah, I'm
oh,
not.
Teresa and everybody is not cheating. Okay, go ahead.
I wasn't criticizing you. I was not criticizing you.
I'll just eat another donut. Go ahead.
Well, coming in at number 8 for me is a couple from Guiding Light. It is the Dinah in your mallet.
My mallet?
Uh-huh.
I have a mallet?
Yes.
Okay,
you do.
Cool.
So,
wait.
They now
hope
granted
he shows up tonight.
They've been at
sorry.
That is way too much information. Anyways,
what?
Basically to me it's they're golden. They're the Zach and Kendall of this show. But they haven't been used a lot lately, and it's really starting to concern me. And
it's stupid, isn't it? It's stupid not to utilize that couple more.
Oh, yeah.
Because Josh and Cassie don't get enough airtime.
Yeah, and it's really getting me upset because I just don't... I would put Alley-Oop on this list, but it's not quite official, so I didn't really
and
feel
Stephanie
comfortable...
Stephanie Brooke
are? ...feel comfortable with that, but I guess that's how it goes. So, what is your number 7?
It's from The Young and the Restless. They are from The Young and the Restless, and everybody knows who this couple is. Anybody that's ever listened to this podcast knows who my couple is from The Young and the Restless. It's Colleen and Adrian, Corblaine or Cadrian, whatever their couple name is. They are so cute. She just lights up around him. He treats her like an adult. There's mutual respect. There's chemistry. It just works on every level. And they're hot. Let's just say it.
Yeah, they are. No denying that.
They are hot. They have some nice chemistry. And I really like them together. And that's a gold mine right there. And they're not using them. Again, with the back burner of the happy couples, what is wrong with Young and the Restless? Get Daniel Lilly off my screen. Bring Colleen and Adrian to the forefront. That's where you need to be mining the gold.
Oh, no kidding. I totally agree with you there. Totally agree.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But they're not my number 7.
Oh, well.
Coming in at number 7 for me is David and Dorian on One Life to Live.
He's not on there.
Well, I couldn't find anything else good to say, so I figured I might as well say something good.
Fine, go ahead.
There is no words that can describe the absolute beautiful chemistry of this couple.
And fun.
Exactly. Everything about them is great. The idiots in charge of that show... When it came
idiots.
To getting rid of these people,
mm-hmm.
or getting rid of him, I should say, made a huge mistake. And
you were talking about Dan Gauthier, too, so it's okay. Go ahead.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Hey, somebody has to. You can't talk at the time.
Oh!
ooh, me! Yeah! I'm just kidding. You know I love you.
Uh-huh. Well,
go ahead.
I want him back on the show so that he can be hooked up with Dorian so badly.
I'm with you. It's another hole, like the Moore West hole.
Uh-huh.
The David hole on One Life to Live is just sad, isn't it? It's so sad that but he's such a presence. Tuck Watkins is a presence.
I agree.
And then paired with Robin Strasser, it was gold, and they messed it up so she can chase Clint, or Click, as I call
that's
him.
That's just wrong.
That's just what I call him, because he's not acting like Clint. Anyways.
Okay.
Good choice, even though... They don't exist. And speaking of not existing...
Okay. Oh, so you criticize me, and then you go and put non-existing couples...
Because it makes
me
sad.
You buzzered me.
I did not. I buzzed.
You buzzered. That's a buzzer.
No. Yeah, but buzzard is an animal. Okay? Stop. Hooked on phonics. Okay. What number are we on? 6? Is this 6?
Yes, this is 6. And we are going through these way too fast. I don't know why, but we're going through them way too fast.
Because we've already talked about these couples so much. People know. My number 6, Guiding Light, Cooper and Ashley. Alley-Oop. Love them.
They are great.
They are great. Cooper sees inside her. Even though he may not realize he has romantic feelings for her yet, he does. Ashley, instead of just falling all over herself over the hot guy, acts normal around him, acts like herself, and lets him see the beauty that's inside her. You know, because it could have been such a cliched love story, you know. Oh, she's in love with him from afar, and she tries to make herself beautiful for him. No, they're friends. And it works. This works. And if they put him back with Ava and Ashley's left to the side, that's a major mistake. Major mistake. Cooper and Ashley have that chemistry that is so different from Mallet and Dinah. You know, Mallet and Dinah.
It's
just
young
have
love.
That,
it's potential it's young love.
It's young and fresh and new and sweet. Really sweet. You know, it's like, you know, you remember in high school when you had that first crush and stuff. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds you of that. It's the Marcian owl.
Except for...
Marcian owl magic.
Except for you're not falling in love with someone who shot someone, but, I mean, there is that little matter of...
Details.
Yeah.
Details.
Exactly.
You know, that's just how it goes. Ashley, the actress who plays Ashley, Caitlin Van Zandt, has really risen to her A-game in the last couple months. I've really enjoyed watching her. I know a lot of people only like her in small doses. Well, good, because
how
that's all
that
we're getting.
How is that possible?
Well, that's all we're getting. I mean, heaven forbid we don't see Ava one day a week or Cassie. So anyway, I really am liking Ashley, and I really like her vibe with Coop, and they really need to mine this. So
okay.
That's just who it is. That's just how it goes.
Well, coming in at number six is someone that you have mentioned already, Adrian and Corbell.
Aren't they cute? Adrian and Corbell, it's the same person. So cute.
Well, why do I always do that?
You don't always do it. It's the first time you've ever done it.
Colleen and Corbell, they're just so great. And
aren't they cute?
They're,
I mean,
semi-normal.
And you know what? It fulfills a lot of fantasies that women have about having their
hot
professors. College professor. I never had that fantasy.
I was just
going
to say, would you like
it.
To tell us about this fantasy
no,
of yours?
No, I can dig it. I mean, somebody wrote me and said, yeah, it fulfills my fantasy of having my hot college professor fall in love with me. I was like, you had that? I never even thought about it.
Dare
and
even
I guess
ask what your soap your fantasy would be played out on soaps?
Yeah, Dan Gauthier coming to my house. Hello. Yeah, duh.
Well, I was meaning like childhood ones before you knew.
Oh, my childhood
Dan,
one
yeah.
was Shane on Days of Our Lives with the British accent and... You know, and we'd working together to bring
and
down...
And what was he, a plumber?
He was an ISA agent,
oh, okay.
Shane. Days of Our Lives. Kimberly. Come on, dude.
That was before my time.
Anyway, what was I talking about?
You're number five.
No, you're number six.
I said
Colleen
my number six.
Yeah, but we were talking about it.
Okay.
About the whole fantasy. And a lot of chicks like that. And the reason why Adrian works... Not just because he's hot, because he is. He's a little different. He's not the typical soap hunk. Have you noticed that?
That's true.
And he has layers. He's smart, and he's sweet, and he's respectful to her.
And he knows how to stick it to BradBot at XP.
BradBot XP. Anytime BradBot XP gets taken down, we're cool with it. We hate Brad. I'm so glad Brad's
no,
on
we do
the,
not
no one's
hate
list.
Brad. We don't hate Brad.
Yes, we do.
No, I do not
I
hate him.
I can hate Brad. I can hate Brad all I want.
Yeah, but
I
don't
Brad.
Use plural.
We, as in me and my multiple personalities, come on, catch up.
You know, one of these days we're going to have to introduce the viewers to your other personality. That would be an
I think
interesting
they've
podcast.
Seen it. I have three personalities. Okay, we are not making fun of people that really have multiple personality disorder, but it's really fun for us. All right, my number five. One
you know
to
what
live.
I just, okay, before we go on, I just thought of something.
Oh, gosh.
This would be really terrible, and I don't even know how we'd even do it. But you know, one of these days we should do a podcast where you're me and I'm you. Like Susan and Corey did on Movie Junkie.
Oh, that was so funny. Like you're totally old and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm supposed to pretend to be you for a podcast and you're supposed to pretend to be
the whole
be
podcast
me.
Though?
Yeah.
Ouch.
That might, well, that's what I said. It might be a little bit hard to do, but it might be sort of fun to try.
All right. Okay.
We won't do that now, but something
oh,
to think
I
about.
I totally got it in my head already. All right. All right. Anyway, let's talk like a Canadian. That'd be you. Okay.
Like a Canadian?
You totally have the whole aboots. And
I do not.
Oh, you do too.
No.
You totally just did.
I don't.
No, now see, you changed your accent a little bit. I love it. I love
Here's
it.
Here's the thing. I've lived so many places where my accent is very adaptable.
Bragger.
That's just how it works.
Braggy McBragger. Anyways, my number five, Would Like to Live, Bo and Rex.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you. I just love them. They're so fun. They're the father-son that...
Never was?
Well, no, they have the father-son dynamic that they're trying to have with John McBain and Cole Thornhart that's totally not working.
Well, that's because both of them are broody.
Oh, no. Broody
McBroodies.
McBoring. Just
McBroodies,
awful.
And that doesn't refer to a gaggle of children.
Okay, are you serious? You want me to imitate you on a podcast?
No.
I totally just got another ammo right there. More ammo for me. Thank you. Bo and Rex are so cool. They're so fun. They're real. You can totally see that stuff really going on in real life. the little smart remarks and the reluctant admiration and, you know, fatherly advice. I really love Bo and Rex. There we go.
Well, it's interesting that you have two men as your number five, because so do I. And granted, it's been a while since we've seen this pair in action, but Palmer and Adam on All My Children.
You're so full of crap. There is a gold couple on that soap, and you pick Palmer and Adam. You suck.
There is no denying that Palmer and Adam, during the Michael Cambius thing, when they were trying to, like, pretend to be the people mm-hmm. responsible, priceless. When Palmer came in on various occasions in the automated wheelchair-type thing and mm-hmm. pretended like he was going to run over Adam or give mm-hmm. Adam a hard time, priceless.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If only we would see more of Palmer versus Adam. I would love it. Well, I know, but I wish him all the wellness, and so that we could have him back on
our
screens.
All the wellness? Me too, wellness.
Because
yes, I do wish he would get better. I really miss
what
him.
What I'd really like to have seen, and I mentioned this in the forums, is for JR to be on his automated wheelchair and Palmer to be on his, and then we get bumper cars.
Well, if JR just get a haircut, that'd be step one.
Yeah, he's sort of in need of one, isn't he? But that's
okay,
a little bit off
your
the
number
topic.
Five couple is mm-hmm. just weird. Especially when we get to my number one.
It's no
this
more
crazy.
It's no more weird than your Brooke and...
Name a couple on Bold and the Beautiful that's good.
Well...
Thank you.
But...
Anyway.
Name one that deserves to be on my list from All My Children that you aren't going to mention.
Well... Because even if I mention it, it still doesn't lessen the fact that they're awesome gold super couple.
Oh, I don't know that super couple.
Oh, you are
so
now. Don't even. You'll give super couple to Sammy and Lucas, which they are so not.
Sammy and Lucas have been
they
a
are
couple
not.
Much
no, they
longer
are not.
And went through
so
way more than Zach and Kendall
so
have.
So what?
Zach and
so
Kendall have at least
Victor
10 more
Nikki?
Years.
Are you saying Victor and Nikki on Young and the Restless are a super couple?
At one time.
They've been together on and off for 25 years.
I wouldn't say they are now, but at one
no,
time they were.
No, I wouldn't either. I never would have. And same thing with Sammy and Lucas. He has never been her equal until this week. And does not, 1 week does not a super couple make.
Oh, but they have the history to make them a super couple.
No, they don't.
Yes,
no, they
do.
Days of Our Lives has had too
Zach
many super couples.
Lack.
Oh, bull. Bull.
Zach and Kendall lack
you
the
just
history.
Don't like them for some reason, and I don't care why, because you're weird. And
no,
you have
like I
a
like
mental
them.
Deficiency up there. There's
I
like, a
like
short
them, but they're not
in
a
your
super
brain.
Couple. They're the
because
closest.
Greenlee is the best
no.
thing ever.
They are the closest that All My Children has gotten to a potential super couple
potential
since
my butt.
Since Josh Duhamel and Greenlee were on there.
See,
were
here
there.
We go with the
but,
Greenlee. You are so
but
biased.
Both
so
of them,
biased.
Both of them have the opportunity to be super couples, but neither of them have had the length of time and on in
but
terms
Greenlee
of history.
But Greenlee and Leo didn't either then.
But I didn't say that they were super couple. I said the potential.
Oh, yes, you did.
I said the potential to be a super couple.
I want you to go back to our past podcast where you have called Greenlee and Leo a super couple.
Well, by All My Children's standards, they were. But.
See, there we go. I love the backtracking.
But not by Days of Our Lives standards.
The you know,
but not
the,
by Days of Our Lives standards.
The addendum, exactly. Neither is Sammy and Lucas. That's
oh, by
it.
Days of Our Lives standards, they are.
No way.
Yep.
They are not a Bo and Hope. They are not a Patch and Kayla. They are not a Jarn and Marlene.
Oh,
they
are so much
Kim.
Better than a Patch and Kayla. It's not even funny.
What? Hate mail. Write in tvfanonline.com/forums. Go to that forum, Days of Our Lives thread, and post your hate for Luke. Because I did not say it. Sammy and Lucas are better than Patch and Kayla. Everybody get him!
It's true.
Him. Oh,
there's
my
no
gosh.
There's no denying it.
Oh, I cannot wait. Cannot wait for that one poster that just loves Steve and Kayla just go off on you. Oh, I'm just going to love it. I am. I'm going to highlight it and bold it all the time. Like
frame it on a wall.
I'm sorry. Okay, you are crazy. You have lost it. I love you, and I respect your opinion, except for now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you said Sammy and Lucas are better than Patch and Kayla.
They are.
Oh,
look
my
at them
gosh.
On screen. They are 100 times better than Patch and Kayla.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
What are you watching? You're fast-forwarding, aren't you?
It's so you bad are. You have to.
Then don't give me opinion when you don't even watch.
No,
don't
I did watch. I did watch
don't.
When they came back, and it was so
Speaking
bad.
Speaking of Days of Our Lives, my number four is Nick and Chelsea because they're so cute.
Trying to get out of this discussion because you know I'm right.
No, I'm not trying to get out of it. I'm trying to save your butt because you are going to get reamed. You are going to get killed in the forums and in the hate mail. You are going to get killed. And I'm just going to stand back and let them do it. I was trying to save you, but not now. I can't believe you said that. Are you okay? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you said Sammy and Lucas are better than Patch and Kayla.
It's true.
Oh, no, it's not. And you know it. You're just trying to start something. Oh, I see your wicked agenda now. I see it.
And it worked. It lasted for like 5 or 6 minutes.
You are such
a
nut. I was like, I didn't catch that. Oh, my gosh.
I just hooked these lures and throw them out and you
bite
them.
You better not ever say something like that again. That is awful. I thought people were going to like send you death threats and stuff. I was trying to save you. Anyway,
no, in reality, Sammy and Lucas are better.
Ah! Stop it. Stop. Watch. No. Okay. My number four, Nick and Chelsea, Days of Our Lives.
Aww.
Really cute. Very, very, very good together. Redeemed Chelsea in a heartbeat. Having her actually explore genuine emotions for another person. I've really liked that. I really like Nick. He's not the conventional soap hero. He's not gorgeous, but he's
unique.
Yes, unique and unconventionally handsome. And he's smart and he's funny and he values her and puts her first. So I really like Nick and Chelsea. That is really worth. And you know what? Days of Our Lives tradition. Patch and Kayla, Bo and Hope, John and
Sammy
Marlena.
And Lucas.
Not Sammy and Lucas, but
yep. Sammy and
Nick
Lucas.
And Chelsea will be next.
Sammy and Lucas.
No, you wish.
Mm-hmm. Coming in at number four for me is Scrubs.
Aw, I love Scrubs.
Let's face it. It's the closest they've had to a super couple in a very long time, but they're not quite there by far because they haven't went through enough. But every scene, speaking
blah,
of
blah,
golden
blah.
Scenes, every scene
blah,
that they have
blah,
is golden. Now, granted, sometimes the whole misunderstanding things gets old.
Blah,
but,
blah, blah.
Hey, don't be discounting my picks.
I think they're golden, too, but you just keep putting addendums on the golden. It's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're golden. The end.
No. Not the end, because this is my opinion. I think the couple has great. I think the couple has great chemistry. I think that they are really cute together. The way he looks at her, there is. It almost makes you wonder if there isn't something possibly going on behind the scenes. But I don't know that I want to know that, because then the moment you do not know that, then they end up breaking up, and it just ruins things. But they're great. Love them. And I think that they've I think they single-handedly helped bring back the hospital in General Hospital. Because before their return,
yeah.
It was dying. We saw very little of it, and Scrubs happened, and now look at the hospital. We've got Emily involved more. We've got the nurse who had a great scene with Spinelli this last week. What is her name? I can't think of it. Epiphany. We have Monica. Apparently there's going to be Monica's going to be in this whole thing for director of the hospital or whatever it's called.
Oh, cool.
I think Scrubs single-handedly put the hospital back in General Hospital, and they could probably be higher on my list, but they're at my number four.
Because you're nuts.
Nuts for you, my dear.
I like it, too. I like them. And we'll talk about them a little bit later. Okay, my number three, As the World Turns, Henry and Vienna. They're the only couple on that soap that I give.
They're my number three
about.
As well.
They're the only soap couple. They're the only couple on that soap that I give three craps about. I'm telling you. Every other couple on that soap. Couldn't care less.
And they're not even putting them together enough as they should.
I know! They're not sharing the scenes that they should. I don't know what it is with me and liking couples that are not on all the time. But, wow.
Maybe you should stop liking couples and then they'll be on more.
Oh, I will really like Sonny and Carly then. sorry. Sorry,
maybe
Jessica, out loud.
Whoa, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
That's nice.
Go.
Go. Stop.
No.
Forward. Yield. Henry has been so overlooked as a character, so underutilized.
The actor
for
is
years.
Unappreciated.
for years. And then he started getting Emmy nominations, and the world turns are like, perhaps he should be on the screen more. What do you think? Then they bring in this Vienna character, who was just supposed to be a roadblock to Simon and Katie.
And she was supposed to be a day player, wasn't she?
I think for like 6 or 7 episodes. And she just brought fun.
She brought, you know,
layers.
She brought glamour to the show. Because
glamour,
let's face it,
and beauty. She is gorgeous.
As the World Turns hasn't had a whole lot of glamour in the last 5 or 6 years.
No.
And she brought that element of glamour that the show is sorely
lacking.
And,
you know,
lacking.
You think she was superficial, and then you kind of got to know her, and you look into her eyes, and you see some vulnerability there. And then when Henry left her, anyway. Boy, she just really brings it. Ava De La Cruz, or whatever her name is,
and
so brings it.
And the fact that she has this great chemistry with everyone from Emma to Maddie to even Brad. I mean,
even Brad. You crack me up. It's so true.
It's just amazing. And this woman should be front and center. They don't need an EJ affect her, but they need to bring her, give her a front burner storyline with Henry.
Have Henry work his way
around
the roadblock of emotions and find that he really loves her.
Can you imagine little baby Colemans running around?
See,
how
I don't want
great
them to have
that
babies.
Would be.
No. It's too soon.
But I want them. There needs to be someone other than a Snyder who has children on this show.
It's too soon for Vienna and Henry.
There's no
to have
denying
spawn.
There are way too many Snyders. Everybody,
well, yeah,
everybody who has babies on this show is a Snyder.
It's
so,
so true.
So I mean,
we need some more Hugheses.
Or Colemans. We need a little baby Coleman. Or twins. Oh, that would be great. Can you imagine a boy and girl baby Coleman?
See, you're ruining the soap, and you're not even writing for it.
Ruining it? That would be priceless. Can you imagine
later,
Vienna,
like in 5 years? But
no. Can you imagine right Vienna as a mother? That'd be hilarious.
Oh, because they're not going to give her a child. Because they don't want to write for her now. You know? Even though they're just priceless. They're priceless. Henry and Vienna need more.
I can't wait to see her scenes between Vienna and Carly. Now that Carly's back.
Oh, yeah.
That
and
be good.
Bring some Katie into it and have them both just smack Katie around. That'd be
cat fight.
Ooh, yeah.
So coming in at number 2 for you is
General Hospital, Scrubs.
Okay.
Robin and Patrick. Love them. So cute. They're just real. They fight about real things. They love real. They don't fake kiss. So maybe there is some behind the scenes stuff. But I loved what you said earlier, the way that they look at each other. It's perfect. And Jason Thompson, hot on legs. Beautiful man.
Okay, I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
He had the whole little gray side, like, burns and things going on. Did they dye that the other day? Because I was noticing the day, and it's like, it seemed like he was missing some gray hair.
I didn't notice. I'm too busy looking at his eyes. He's such a beautiful man, and very tall. Very tall man. And she's a little wee thing, isn't she? She's tiny. She's petite.
Speaking of, I know this is a short side note, but speaking of height differentials, this last week between Billy Warlock standing next to Eric Braeden and then the guy who plays Jack, it was like,
"Hello, little man."
Yes, and then you have Lucas next to EJ, and it's like
Lucas and EJ is a trip. It cracks me up. See, Sammy had to punch Lucas Sammy had to punch EJ, not Lucas, because Lucas couldn't reach that far. I'm sorry, I had to say it. Okay, back to Robin and Patrick. I'm sorry. The height differential, I don't know, it's kind of sweet. It's like he treasures her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't know, like she's precious to him in a way. Usually height differences like that kind of creep me out. But with them, it's like everything she is, as high maintenance as she is, he still treasures that about her.
High maintenance? I don't know.
Robin?
I would say emotionally high maintenance, but not
physically
high maintenance.
Robin Scorpio, she is the quintessential high maintenance chick. She is. I mean, not bling wise like Carly, but emotional, like you said.
Now Carly is high maintenance.
Oh yeah, but so is Robin in her way, in her own way. And there's nothing wrong with being high maintenance. I am a high maintenance woman, and that's okay. I like me this way, and I like Robin that way, and so does Patrick, and that's the point. And she likes that he can be arrogant, and he can wonder if he's making the right decisions, and she can still be there for him. I love it that he works through his issues with his dad, and she understands it. And he is okay with her HIV-positive status. I mean, they're golden. They're golden. They're the best couple on that show, hands down, by far. Agreed?
Best couple?
On that show?
Oh. Well, on I have them on my list, but Luke and Tracy are right up there. I mean, there's no denying I have Scrubs on my list, but Luke and Tracy are right up there.
Anyway.
Well, coming in at number two for me is Nick and Chelsea.
Lulu and Spinella. I'm sorry.
No, Nick and Chelsea on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Everything Lisa said and then whatever I'm going to say. Basically.
Okay, my number one? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Like you said, he single-handedly redeemed Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And who knew that was possible? He has amazing chemistry with all of the other, is he technically a Horton or a Brady?
A Horton.
He has chemistry with his Aunt Maggie.
Chelsea's a Brady.
He has chemistry with all of the Bradys that he interacts with.
Mm-hmm.
When he was helping Sammy, great chemistry there. I don't know where they found him, but they better pay him
cares?
A lot
exactly.
of money to stick around, because the kid, him and Chelsea are, if Days of Our Lives is able to get out of these ratings depths that they're in now, Nick and Chelsea, I mean, Sammy and Lucas are this generation's future. Nick and Chelsea are the next Sammy and Lucas. And
oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. No. No.
Yes.
No.
There is no couple that has a larger fan base online than Lumi. I mean, when it comes to fan desire and
support. I'm not
going to
fight about this again because I know I'm right.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But saying Nick and Chelsea are the next Sam and Lucas, I just don't see that comparison. I don't know. Maybe they're more Beau and Hope, with Chelsea being Beau and Nick being Hope, but being ugly. He thinks he's ugly anyway.
Being a man.
Or, you know, I mean, just that difference. Sammy and Lucas are their own selves, you know. I don't know. Comparing Nick and Chelsea, I don't know. Maybe to another couple on another soap, the ugly duckling with the beautiful, you know. Do you understand? Like Marcy and Al, but in a different way.
But I don't know. I don't see how you can say that because, I mean, Allison Sweeney is a very talented actress and gorgeous, but she wasn't your quote unquote typical person when she started. She wasn't like the really skinny type. I mean,
so?
But that's what I'm saying. You're saying that based on looks that there's a difference, but it's
not just
looks.
No, it's just attitudes and, I don't know, dynamic. It's different. I'm not arguing.
Well, they have a different storyline by far, but.
Well, a different dynamic, too. I don't know. I don't know. They just don't. They seem like another couple that I'm not thinking of. Not Sammy Lucas, but they remind me of another couple. But I can't think of who it is. But go ahead. Go ahead. Keep
That's
going.
Because you're thinking of Sammy and Lucas. But
no,
anyways,
I'm not. Trust me.
They are great. I loved it when Billy called Chelsea on her crap this last week. I love that they're giving each other support. And, yeah, they do not suck. Lumi does not suck. Speaking of enraged fans, you'll have the Lumi fans. Send all hate mail to Lisa at dc@tvfanonline.com.
I don't hate them. I just don't think Lucas is worthy of her until this week. That's all I said.
Quoting here, Lumi sucks. They suck.
I'm just doing it to get to you. It's fun. This is like the most fun I've had in a week.
Well, considering your week, that's no surprise.
Yeah, I know. I've had a sucky week. Speaking of suck, Lumi sucks. I'm sorry. I'm just bugging you about Lumi. I don't really hate them. I just think that they're not that great. Anyway.
So, coming in at number one for you is...
Oh, who could it...
Drum roll.
The best couple on daytime right now is Zach and Kendall. All my children, they're wonderful. I love them. Shut up. They just, and I've heard rumors that they write their own scenes, and I'm beginning to believe it, because I just cannot see how Zach can be so dark and witty at the same time, and Kendall just so awesome with each other. And then other scenes, they kind of are not the same. Does that make sense? Like this week, when they went to sneak away with a little love in the afternoon under the bridge during the wedding reception. And
if she wasn't already pregnant, I'd be expecting a kid.
Oh, I know. And I love that she's pregnant. Anyways, and he's trying to lace up her dress. And he says, I don't know what the problem is. It came off so easily. That is not something that the All My Children writers would typically write. But it is so something Zach would say, if that makes sense. And Kendall just kind of smiled like, ooh, my husband thinks I'm hot still. And I love it. I love that dynamic.
First of all, the writers wouldn't write them doing it in a walk-through bridge. They'd do it like Josh and Miss McBoring at Cambius Industries on a desk.
Oh. And that's so lame, and that's not Zach and Kendall. Zach and Kendall shine together because it's like he can't keep his hands off her, but not in a pervy way. And she just looks at him like, I can't believe this man loves me, truly loves me for who I am. Kendall has gone through so many men because she has chemistry with everything. But this is the first time in Kendall's life that she is accepted wholly for who she is. Completely for who she is, and not having to change this or not having to do this. And, you know, I may mess it up by acting this way. Zach's like, hey, it's cool. As long as you tell me, as long as you're honest with me, as long as you're yourself with me and we hold nothing back, we're good.
And he doesn't give her everything she wants. Like, he didn't take and send her the guards and the army and everything.
Exactly. He knows that Kendall needs parameters. And she knows that he needs to get over this Cambius curse crap. And she stood up to him saying, you know, you need to get over it. And he did. They work together. They are gold. I know a lot of people are thinking they're dull right now, but this is good for me. We need to have happy couples and soaps for a little while. And they're still hot. The way they look at each other, like, oh, I can't wait till everybody leaves. It's wonderful. And the chemistry is just one of a kind. It is beautiful. And I'm so glad they're still together. And I'm so glad there hasn't been some lame plot point to tear them apart. I'm sure that's coming. But I am just thrilled with this couple. There's been a couple missteps here and there.
Missteps? My God, it was like there was a whole six-month one.
Shh, shh. This is my opinion. You can't talk about it. That was my Luke. That was my Luke, everyone. How did I do?
a little bit. Never mind.
A little bit high-pitched? Yeah.
Never mind.
Anyway. I just love them. I think the little Slater family is so precious. I really hope Spike is Zach's in some weird way that doesn't make sense.
Oh, I've said from day one. I've said it from day one that as soon as Spike becomes Zach, then we can rename him.
Right. Well, and there's no way that cute baby is Ryan's. There's just no way that baby is cute.
Well, considering the fact that it's just horrible to think that the man who doesn't want children has two of them,
and did he have his vasectomy reversed or not?
Not to my knowledge, they didn't. Well,
because I know they talked about it.
I don't know that I would want to go through the agony of finding out that he had it done. I would rather.
And when Ryan steps out of their storyline, how much better are Zach and Kendall? 500 times better, and they make it work. So kudos. Kay and Minshew, Zach and Kendall, mwah. You're my number one. You always will be. Well, for a while.
Coming in at number one for me is someone
Dan Gauthier and me.
Dan Gauthier and you as an honorable mention.
Rebecca Buttig and you.
As another honorable mention. But is someone that you've already stolen from on the list. And
how
that
do
is,
I say stolen when, oh, come on, they're the only couple on that show that works. How did I steal it?
Is Steph and Brooke on Bold and the Beautiful.
I'm telling you. The only couple on that show that works, correct?
Yeah. They. I literally think that they really need to start thinking. When it comes to Bold and the Beautiful, they've got to start looking at where the dynamic with those two are. Because when it comes to them two being in fights, amazing scenes.
And does it get better?
And the thing is, though, they've got to start coming up with better ways for them to have fights than it to be over one of Steph's children.
Exactly. Good point.
I don't care how excellent they're point, fighting, as long as it's not over children or grandchildren.
And not even always drag out fights. Little snarky comments here and there.
Yeah, like the stuff that they did for the, like, what was it, the 5,000th episode where they went up to the cabin and Brooke went and gave Steph a kiss on the cheek because she was trying to be a good daughter-in-law and they were all having the moment. That kind of stuff is gold.
Because those two actresses work brilliantly together. Aren't they fabulous?
Yes, they are.
Fabulous. Like Brooke and Erica on All My Children. Remember how they used to be?
Well, I don't know that I quite compare it to that, but okay.
Well, do you remember how they used to be when they used to go at it, how much fun it was to watch?
I personally enjoyed Maria and
well,
Erica.
Okay, fine. Fine, because you're insane. But think of that and quadruple the chemistry and awesomeness. And you have Steph and Brooke. It's the only couple on that show that works, and how sad is that?
Well, yeah. And what's really sad is they are missing one of the best potential storylines in Felicia and Brooke's brother.
Storm? Oh, yeah. I know it. I'm with you. Every time I see Storm, okay, the once every 6 months we see Storm, and the once a month we see Felicia, I always go, man, Storm and Felicia would really work. But no, can't have that because we can't have Ridge not on every day and can't have Brooke doing merry-go vagina every day. And I'm sorry, you have to cut that one.
I'm not cutting it.
It's like the revolving door that is her bed. It's... so Stephanie
that,
Brooke going at
that
it
that bed
over...
has a valet. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Here, be back in a minute.
Keys, please. Ticket.
And then they, what color condom would you like? Brooke prefers blue, you know. Whatever.
With ridges.
With ridges. Ripped for her pleasure. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Anyways.
Now that this podcast.
Brooke, we've gone completely over the edge. Oh, the fight over Sammy and Lucas wasn't enough. Lumi does suck, though.
Whatever. So, folks, on that note, you can send us your list so that we can read them on our next Top 5 podcast to DC at tvfanonline.com. Drop by the forums. You can also comment in the forums in the Daytime Confidential board.
Kindle and Zach.com.
At tvfanonline.com/forums. So, until next week, so long.
You are spectacular.
How am I supposed to use that when there's going to be fade-out music or fade-in music now?
Well, don't fade it in yet.
Okay, well,
whatever. You have the power. Wait. You have the power, right?
Ooh, aren't you the one in charge?
What is... well, I was expecting to like you to go like and do the He-Man.
You have got the power!
Yeah, exactly. So
bye,
long,
everybody.
Folks.